You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of more talk now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram. It's in everything we do.
A song actually co-written by Peter Tork. It's called For Pete's Sake. And for a time on the Monkees TV show, it was used as the closing theme on the program. Peter Tork passing away yesterday at the age of 77 years old. We celebrate with a whole bunch of Monkees music this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show. We did a long episode on Political Beats, my podcast, some months ago with Bruce Edward Walker on the Monkees going through their entire career. You should check it out if you're a Monkees fan. Usual suspects, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, I'm forgetting them, of course, iTunes is where you can find the Political Beats podcast, and also at nationalreview.com. That might be the easiest. Nationalreview.com. Click on podcast, you'll see Political Beats, and scroll down to find a lengthy discussion of the Monkees music. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. All right, as promised, you've got to hear part of this editorial. There's a writer in the Chicago Tribune. Her name is Darlene Glanton, a very reliable leftist columnist in the Tribune. And usually, I read her. I like to read the opposition. I like to read what others are thinking, especially someone who is kind of right down the line in terms of liberal orthodoxy, right? And usually I just, sort of push it to the side and ignore it. This column yesterday is so strange and incoherent. I have to read part of this to you, okay? The headline, "Sorry, Bigots, but I'm not sorry for once trusting Jussie Smollett." So you can see where this is going to go. Here's the lead. Listen to these two paragraphs. Listen. "It now appears that Jussie Smollett may have made up the story of his attack. If true, it is disgraceful and, in my opinion, inexcusable." Break script. You know what's happening next. Virtually anyone saying that Jussie Smollett did something bad on the left these days, then the next word is "however," or "but," as they try to mitigate things. So, Darlene Glanton continues, "but, let's be clear, just because one person lied about a racist and homophobic attack does not let all bigots off the hook. This is not a reprieve for anyone who has set a bomb off at a mosque or sprayed a synagogue with deadly gunfire." What? Who's making that argument? Who is saying, well, Jussie Smollett lied, so now bombers get off the hook? And by the way, speaking of bombers, I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but of course, Bill Ayers, actual bomber with the Weather Underground, good friend of Barack Obama and many liberals in Chicago. But let's step back for a second. Back to the column. So those are the first two paragraphs. Who's making the argument? Yes, Smollett made it up, so there are no hate crimes. "We live in a country," she writes, "where bigotry is commonplace, and that's just as disgraceful and inexcusable as someone staging a fake attack. Now that police have officially accused Smollett of lying, that supporters of President Donald Trump doused him with bleach, hung a noose around his neck, and shouted, 'This is MAGA country,' bigots seem to think they're due an apology." What? "They insist only race baiters would believe that such a horrible thing could actually happen in America." No. I think only people willing to disregard the lack of evidence when the report was made and look past dozens of red flags and warnings that this story was not true and a complete hoax are the ones who would believe that this happened in the way that Smollett described it. Back to Glanton. "They can't see how anyone could possibly consider an African-American man to be a victim, let alone a gay one. They are the real victims here, these angry Trump supporters contend. Though they helped put a so-called bigot-in-chief in office, they insist they are being unfairly blamed for forcing America down this treacherous and agonizing road of intolerance. They desperately needed vindication to prove that bigots aren't as bad as people think they are. they needed someone they could, for once, point a finger at for the infectious venom spewing from our nation. Bigots are acting as though their lottery numbers finally came in, and they're walking away with a bigger jackpot than they could have imagined. They have been trying unsuccessfully to silence anyone who steps up and calls out racism and bigotry for the evils they are. Now they are hoping the Smollett incident will force these so-called race baiters to retreat to a corner, afraid to utter another word. And the very, very end. We will keep on talking about every racist and bigoted attack that occurs under Trump's watch, and apparently even attacks that don't occur, and hoaxes. And when he's gone from office, we'll keep shining a spotlight. The close by Darlene Glanton in the Chicago Tribune. Bigots may think that Smollett handed them a huge victory with his apparent lies, so she is still hanging on to the original story, as you can tell. But the rest of us are going to make sure they don't get to hold on to the prize. There is Darlene Glanton. You can read it at the Chicago Tribune. Again, the title, Sorry, Bigots, But I'm Not Sorry for Once Trusting Jussie Smollett. That is one of the most incoherent, unhinged columns I've seen in a major news. Well, look, that's a high bar because the Post has printed some ridiculous things in the past few days, too, some anti-Christian things in the past few days in the op-ed pages. But this one, essentially she's saying, you're a bigot if you didn't believe Smollett originally, and now you're still a bigot and awful if the story turns out to be a fake hoax, which it is. You're just bigoted all the way around. If you had any doubts about the Smollett case, and she's not sorry for believing him and still believing him based on the caveat she's using in her column, apparent lies, if true, those sorts of things. This is just, man, oh, man, I read this with, you know, mouth agape that this something this silly, incoherent could be printed in the Chicago Tribune. But I guess, you know, maybe we shouldn't be all that surprised. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Hour two rolls on next on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.